If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean is off this week. His entertainment report sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And let's say hello to Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. And you can find that at ComicBookClubLive.com. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We did a Name That TV Tune game with the listeners a little bit earlier this morning, and it was Veep. I am very late to the Veep party, but boy, that show is so funny.
Love it. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is phenomenal on that show, and she's bringing a little bit of that vibes. I don't know if you saw Thunderbolts, the new Marvel movie, but if you're missing Veep, it's not exactly the same thing, but she's given a very similar delivery in that, too.
She is amazing, I swear to God, and she gets more beautiful as she gets older. I love her.
100%.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, Veep is my thing. And I also want to bring up something that you and I have talked about in the past. My sister has been bothering me to watch this show. And a listener on a couple days ago said, hey, talk to Alex about Resident Alien. I have started watching this and I hate to admit it. It's really fun and cute and good. And is there a new season?
Yes, the fourth season is going to premiere on June 6th on both Sci-Fi and USA Network. And for anybody who hasn't checked it out, the basic premise, at least where it starts, is this murderous alien crash lands on Earth, replaces a doctor in a small Alaska town, and slowly, as you might expect, comes to actually like living there and some of the people, even if he's still very acerbic. It's really funny, really fun, very creative, and it's developed in pretty crazy ways as it's gone. Also, for anybody who's looking to catch up, if you're confused about the USA Network or Sci-Fi, or you're not sure if you have it on your cable plan, most of the seasons, I believe, the previous seasons are streaming on Netflix, so you can catch up on the first three seasons in time for season four.
Now, is this based on a comic book? Because it seems like everything I watch now, The Last of Us, Resident Alien, everything's based on a comic book.
It is. It's based on a book by Peter Hogan and Steve Parkhouse, which is published through Dark Horse Comics, and it's great. It also goes a very different path from the show. They start in the same place, but if you're curious, if you're obsessed with Resident Alien, like it sounds like you are, Wendy, you can read the comic books, and you're not going to get direct spoilers for the show. They're sort of parallel train runnings, I'd say, and both telling the tales in different ways.
All right. Well, I wanted to get that out there because a listener wanted me to bring that up to you. And we're talking to Alex Zalbin right now, host and editor of Comic Book Club. And you can find that at ComicBookClubLive.com. All right. We didn't have time to discuss The Better Sister when I talked to you earlier this week. This looks really good. Tell us about this.
This premieres on Prime Video today. It's 8 episodes long. All the episodes are there. It stars Jessica Biel and Elizabeth Banks, among other people, as two sisters. One of them, you can probably intuit this based on the title, is the better sister. That's Jessica Biel, potentially, who is more put together while Elizabeth Banks is falling apart. But the hook of the show is one of their husbands gets murdered. One of them may have done it, and they have to team up to solve it / prevent other people from solving it. So it's a twisty, turny, murder mystery type thing anchored by two great actresses. If you're into that sort of thing, which I think most people are.
Yeah, I would agree. And they look alike to me. In the promo, they look like they really could be sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey, that's the magic of makeup and wigs in a good way, because I never would have put them together as sisters, but I do love that pairing. I think in particular, Jessica Biel has been so smart about choosing her projects. She's really leaned into being a producer, leaned into this whole thriller genre, and been a really big success over the past couple of years. She is a reliable indicator of quality in a TV project.
Well, I will be checking that out, The Better Sister. What's Department Q?
Yes, so this also premieres today, all episodes, but on Netflix. 9 episodes long, it is created by Scott Frank, who is probably best known for Queen's Gambit. That was the chess show that was a phenomenon with Anya Taylor-Joy.
That was great.
This is not about chess, but it is about a police detective who runs into some tragedy. He's sent to the basement to work on a cold case unit and ends up putting together a unit of misfits to solve crimes. It is very, what's the term, Nordic noir, I guess we call it. You know, if you watch those very, like, chilly detective shows that end up on BritBox and other things. So it's very inspired by that, but has an international cast. Again, solving mysteries. I think everybody is into that. Everybody loves that. So you can check out all 9 episodes of that on Netflix today.
All right. I saw a clip of this Bono, Stories of Surrender. I don't know. Bono, U2 is just huge. And I love their early stuff. They're very talented. But I don't know. What's going on with Bono and his life?
You know, it's funny. I think once they forced that album on everybody on iPhone.
Yes.
U2, no thank you. But, you know, like you said, U2 are legendary. Bono is legendary. And this is a documentary called Bono, Stories of Surrender, which premieres Friday on Apple TV+. It is taken from a concert that Bono did at the Beacon Theater in New York City. And usually, as usual with this sort of things, it has things happening outside the concert as well, interviews and whatnot. I don't know how many people listening have an Apple Vision Pro. I certainly don't. Mm-hmm. But if you happen to have one, you can actually watch it in an immersive 180-degree format, so it'll make it feel like you're there at the concert, which is pretty cool, but that's an extra $5,000 or whatever it is to plunk down for the Apple Vision Pro. So that's on Apple TV+, whether you have the Apple Vision Pro or not, on Friday.
Okay, tell us about Mountainhead, because I like the cast in this show.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one, but I'm really fascinated to check it out. It's premiering on HBO and Max on Saturday. It was created by Jesse Armstrong, who created Succession, and it feels like a lost episode of Succession with a new cast that stars Steve Carell, Jason Schwartzman, Corey Michael Smith, Rami Youssef. They play a bunch of billionaires who are on a supposedly relaxing retreat to a mountaintop resort in the Alps when the world starts falling apart because one of their AI-generated apps. And to make it even more timely, I don't remember the exact timing, but I believe Jesse Armstrong came up with this 4 months ago, filmed it, shot it, and then finished it about a month ago, and they're getting it up right in time for Emmy consideration, which is on Saturday. But great cast, great creator. Very curious to check this movie out when it premieres on HBO and Max on Saturday.
And that's Mountainhead. Steve Carell is very busy. I just started watching the 4 Seasons that he's in with Tina Fey, and Will Forte just makes me laugh every time I look at him. That's based on an earlier thing? I'm a little confused about the 4 Seasons.
Yeah, the 4 Seasons is based on the film by Alan Alda, which everybody should check out because it's iconic, which he actually adapted into an earlier TV show that I think has gotten kind of lost to history. But it's about a couple of couples, three pairs of couples who get together on various vacations. One of the couples, mild spoiler for the first episode, but it's Steve Carell's couple, ends up breaking up, and it really just sends shockwaves through the whole friend group and pushes them in different directions. Like you said, it also stars Tina Fey, Will Forte, Coleman Domingo, Kenny Silver, who people probably know from Mad TV and other things. Great cast, created by Tina Fey and some of the folks behind 30 Rock, but it's not as wild and crazy as that. It's a little more cozy as it goes.
And I have not finished it yet. That is the first season, and it has been renewed. There will be a season 2 of the 4 Seasons on Netflix. And we don't have a lot of time here, but tell us about Netflix's annual promo event.
Yes, this happens, like I said, once a year. It's going to be happening Saturday night. You can stream it on Netflix. They're doing it live in Los Angeles. If you're a fan of Netflix programming, they trot out all of their stars for I don't know, the last one went all day. I actually don't know how long this one is going, but at least a couple of hours. So if you're interested in news on the final season of Squid Game, the final season of Stranger Things, the new Knives Out movie, Oscar Isaac is doing a Frankenstein movie, Happy Gilmore 2, all of those things are going to be on display there. So they'll be showing off clips and trailers and photos and having stars doing bits and things like that. So that's going to be Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to drop on Netflix. You can watch it live from where they're doing it in Los Angeles.
Excellent. Always a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow as well, correct?
Yeah, sounds good. Looking forward to it, Wendy.
Thank you so much. He's Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. You can find him at comicbookclublive.com.